Well, here in this country, we got the July jobs report from the Labor Department today. The U.S. economy added a net 209,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate ticked up from 6.1 to 6.2% as more Americans started looking for work. The economy has now added more than 200,000 jobs a month for six straight months, but many of the high-paying jobs that were lost in the recession are being replaced by lower-paying ones. And Robert Crutchfield says that can have an impact on crime. Crutchfield is a professor of sociology at the University of Washington. He's also a former juvenile probation officer and parole agent, and his new book is called Get a Job, Labor Markets, Economic Opportunity, and Crime. He's with us from KUOW in Seattle. Robert Crutchfield, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to get to your thesis in a moment, but first just get your reaction to today's jobs report. 209,000 jobs added last month. What does that tell you about the economy?
I think we should be very pleased. One of the things about this jobs report is that it was broad-based. Jobs which were added broadly in the economy, manufacturing, even government added some additional jobs. So too much of what's happened in the last decade or more have been adding, as you mentioned, low-end service sector jobs, and this broader increase in jobs is bodes well.
Well, in your book, you explore what you say is a commonly held conception that people who don't have jobs are more likely to commit crimes. What did you find on that? Is there any truth to that?
Criminologists have actually been looking at this for quite some time, and the results have been somewhat frustrating because we find that unemployment, sometimes it leads to more crime and sometimes it leads to less crime. So one of the reasons for the book, and it's a line of research that a number of people have engaged in, is to look to see, you know, what is it about the labor market that may affect crime. And what we think is it's not just unemployment, but it's joblessness more broadly. And it's also people in low-end jobs, when too many of the jobs are in that sector, that can be problematic as well. So if you take a broader look at the labor market, when people are what I refer to as marginal to the labor market, meaning they're out of work or they have these low-end jobs, they're underemployed, that seems to increase the probability of engaging in crime.
Why? What is it about having a lower-end job or being out of work that would do that?
I think the mistake we make is we assume that that work is related to crime because it's very utilitarian. People don't have jobs, so they need money, and they engage in crime. That certainly is the can be the case for some people. But I think more broadly what happens is when people are not in decent jobs, they lose an anchor. One of the things that we know is for young adults, to the extent that they're tied to good jobs, solid family, they're building their own life, that seems to regulate their lifestyle in a way that's anti-crime. So when you end up with people with these marginal jobs, they're no job at all, or these low-end jobs, you don't have that kind of anchor, which allows them to live a lifestyle where they may or may not be intending to engage in crime. Well, but the lifestyle itself may make it more likely they'll participate in criminal behavior.
You grew up in the projects in Pittsburgh with a single mom. You and your brothers all did go to college. You worked for a while, as we said, as a juvenile probation officer and as a parole agent. What did your own life teach you about this?
Well, one thing is institutions around you are really important. We had a lot of support no matter where we were, even though we were living there. So I think that the institutional context in which people exist is terribly important. It's not just about that individual or that individual family. That this sort of context really matters. Certainly, the individual things matter as well. You know, do you work hard in school? Do parents do the things that parents should do? We make a mistake, though, when we think it's all about that. I think the context of the kind of community you're working in and the kind of institutions that are there to support young people really do matter.
Did you ever commit any crimes as a youngster?
I think most of us do some things we'd rather forget when we get a little bit older.
Well, but if so, I mean, what was it for you that made you realize that was the wrong thing to do, or maybe that having a job would have an impact on that?
When you're young, you don't think that having a job will have an impact. One of the things we know for kids is school is more important than work, because school ties them to the future. Kids get in trouble. A lot of kids get in trouble. Most kids get in some trouble. Fortunately for most of us, at the minor end most of the time, and it's pretty transitory. So it's not any big realization. People just stop doing that. Almost all of us stop doing that. The question is, when people are feeling left out of school when they're young and the workforce and building a future when they're a little older, then that behavior is a little less likely to taper off as they move into their late teens and early 20s.
I just want to ask you one thing quickly. We saw an article recently in the New York Times about this tiny Arctic island off of Norway where they essentially have no crime, and the governor of the island says that that's because if you're unemployed, you have to leave. What did you make of that?
I think it's terribly misplaced. I think they've confused the reality of what's going on. The fact of the matter is one person getting unemployed in the short term is very unlikely to engage in crime. Now, if they have an ongoing crime, group of people who are disadvantaged and left out, then they have a problem. Hmm.
Robert Crutchfield, professor of sociology at the University of Washington. His book is called Get a Job, Labor Markets, Economic Opportunity, and Crime. Robert, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.